Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. It's May 7th, 2010. That means you're in the future. And I can tell you about all kinds of amazing things from the world of tomorrow, which is technically the world of yesterday by the time you've probably heard this. But let's get started, shall we? Dragon Age Origins licensed their property to a manufacturer who's going to be doing letter openers, which are tiny scaled swords designed to cut open your mail. Pretty cool. We have them up for pre-order, and as far as ways to stab your mail, I can't think of a better one. On the Wii this week, you can download Kung Fu Funk, because Funk Fu was probably taken, and Zombie Panic in Wonderland. The Virtual Console had nothing. On the Nintendo DSi, you can download Bloons, Sockomania, 1001 Crystal Mazes Collection, Bounce and Break, and Crazy Golf. The Xbox 360 has Xenoclash Ultimate Edition and Raystorm HD. I've played older Raystorm games, and I've had good times. If you like shooters, give it a shot. Also, the next round of Game Room DLC packs are up for more Atari and television and arcade games that are kind of old, and I'm kind of not buying them, but I'm an old crank, and I don't know. I understand there's a lot of great things before the NES. Joust, Defender, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, these are great games. But I'll be damned if anyone ever gets me to pay money for Yar's Revenge. I made that mistake once in my life. Xbox 360 also has a rumor of a game called Castlevania Harmony of Despair, which you might see as Castlevania HD. Word on the street, it's going to be a multiplayer side-scrolling adventure with Soma Cruz and Alucard and other characters. If it's multiplayer 2D dungeon crawling, I can't say no to that, but it's not confirmed yet, so who knows? E3 is just around the corner. On the PlayStation 3, you can download Lead and Gold, Gangs of the Old West. No PS1 classics, but the PSP, you can get Fat Princess, Fistful of Cake, because she's fat. Armored Core, Last Raven. What Did I Do to Deserve This, My Lord 2, otherwise known as... it involved the phrase bad man, and I can't remember because I'm old. Iron Man 2, the video game, was also for download on the PSP. PSP minis include Sneezy's 1-2 Boat Racing, Ramen Heaven, and Finger Connection. I guess pretty much all PSP games are a form of Finger Connection because you connect with the buttons. Anyway, Darius Burst has been rated by the ESRB for U.S. release. Darius is a series of Japanese shooters from Taito, which have a little spaceship shooting giant robot fish, seahorses, coelacanths, all kinds of amazing things. And basically, it puts together everything I would want in a video game when I was younger, and I very much enjoy the series. I have them on my Saturn. I would say that if you have a PSP, check out the preview videos online, or you can get the Japanese import. I'll be buying the U.S. release because I am a sucker for this kind of stuff. New game toys at Entertainment Earth. War for Cybertron pre-orders are up. You can get Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron, Soundwave, and other stuff. Check out our website. Just type in War for Cybertron. You can also pull up other exciting pre-orders, including Halo Minimates and Warthog vehicles from Diamond Select Toys. They're up now. You can pre-order them now. And if you do, remember, your orders are first come, first serve. So if you did not snooze, you shall not lose. This has been Adam Paulus for the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Signing off, follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntertainmentEarth, which is abbreviated EntEarth, because Entertainment Earth is too long. So twitter.com/ENTEARTH, which is the correct thing to say, not Entertainment Earth on Twitter, because you can't do that. Goodbye. Have a great weekend.